Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing bring in.
intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to episode 209 of the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie. I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we're going to cross time waves and timelines and oceans and dimensions to join up with our co-host over there in America, Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And we're excited to have our guest, Kelly Coulter, back on with us, who had to postpone her appearance last time, and thankfully we got her back on with us, and I'm excited and looking forward to this doing this show with her. So here we are.
Me too. And we've started off with a few technical problems, but we're hopefully we'll get them sorted out and ironed out as we go along. And we do have a few callers online, but before we actually bring anyone on, we're going to, before we bring Kay on, we're going to play a song by Miss Magical. And because Kelly is quite interested in chakras, and so I'm just going to see if I can find the Gaia song, if I can.
Oh, the Gaia song, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We've had so many technical problems in the opening up that I didn't have it loaded, but it's here now. So we'll play this one before we bring Kelly on, and then we'll get some callers.
Yeah.
You
Magical with Gaia June, and that's the one she wrote in Avebury when we went to see one of the crop circles over there. Okay then, so we've got the lovely Kelly, and I'm afraid she missed the last show because she had a bereavement and her granny passed over, so we're going to bring her on now. Are you there, Kelly?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. And Kelly is Hawaiian born.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Teacher.
Thank you, Gary. Happy anniversary, Gary.
Yeah, it's his birthday today, and he's only 21 plus that, so that can't be bad, can it? So,
if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, believe me.
Myself.
But then again, I probably would not have had near as much fun, so it was all a trade-off.
Well, that's it. If you stop drinking, stop smoking, stop eating too much, you don't live any longer. It only feels longer. So you might as well
exactly.
Just do everything that you want to do and enjoy yourself.
And stop chasing girls, you know, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't chase girls anyway. So that's okay. Right then.
No respect.
I know, no respect.
I need Angel.
Kelly works with the Destiny card, and we already have a few people who have called in, but before we bring anyone online, would you like to say a few words about your work, Kelly?
Sure.
Yes,
I do a whole lot of different things. I am a Reiki Master teacher and Archmaster Level 1. This is a really good format because I started out in healing arts with what I'm doing, and I got led to this particular card system. I really like it. It's if your belief system is there, it's said that it has started back in Atlantis about 20,000 years ago. It was created by, you know, the group back there specifically for a planet, and it's very mathematically, you know, like numerologically oriented and based. And so for the callers who are listening, who would like, you know, this kind of reading, what I do need is your month and day of your birth, and then whatever your current age is, and we can look at, you know, if you got a specific question, you know, we kind of, I'm not sure how many people are on the line, but, you know, kind of try to hold it to maybe like one question, you know, one specific area.
Yeah. So,
okay,
are you ready
quickly
to take a caller? Yeah, go on, Gary.
Real quickly, let's, you said it was a 10 of clubs or something. Let's.
You're an ace of clubs.
Finish with that one. Oh, an ace of clubs. Okay.
You're an ace of clubs with a planetary ruler of a ten of spades. So yeah, that's the Libra that comes in there.
Ah, my husband's a Libra.
Awesome.
Okay, well the next time I draw the ten of spades and in poker, what do I do? Bet on it or what? How does that work?
It's more like your birth card is ace of clubs. It's each of the cards have a name. And it's called the desire for knowledge. So you're one of those people that aces are always the starters. And as a club, you're in what's called the scholarly age group. So pretty much anything that you've ever wanted to do, tried to do, had an interest in, you could literally have been anything from, you know, brain surgeon, rocket scientist, whatever you want to do, you've probably always found it pretty easy to learn whatever you wanted to. That's one of the gifts that the clubs have.
Wow.
Well, there goes... Okay. Well, thank you.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I continue to remain a student. I love learning new things, and I love learning things about new things. You know, like different ways of doing radio. Thank you for that, Gary.
You're actually cutting out a bit, Gary, so I'm hoping that the callers, if we're getting callers from America, are going to have a good quality of sound because it's beyond our control. If there's any adverse weather conditions anywhere between the UK, where I am, and the switchboard in New York, we get them all affecting our line, unfortunately. So, Gary,
you've
got to
love
bring
the technology that's in place.
I know. Do you want to?
And it's amazing. It really is amazing.
When you stop
and think about, you know, back in the covered wagon days, it took months to cross the ocean. It took, you know, months to go across wagon trains.
Across the ocean.
One side of the other. It's just like, wow,
I know.
Like, you know, it's instantaneous.
You know, people would die along the way, and babies would be born, and, you know, there'd be a whole different group of people that arrived there.
Exactly.
Let's not have any babies on the show. Gary, will you bring the first caller on then, and we'll make a start.
They've been holding for 31 minutes, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. And they are a Skype caller, and I believe probably an international caller, but a 442 prefix. I'm going to just go ahead and bring them on. And hello, you're on the air with Kelly Coulter. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, yeah, my name is Deep, and I'm calling from the UK.
Dean?
Okay.
Did you say Dean?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, hi,
yes,
Dean.
Yes, that's right. Not Dean, Deep, D-double-E-P.
D-double-E-P?
Deep.
Yes,
Deep.
That's right, Deep.
Okay,
yes.
Do you want to give Kelly your birth date, please, and your
age?
Yes,
sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. It's 24th April, and my age is 35 years.
Okay, I'm 35. All right. So April 24th, that lets us know that you are a Ten of Clubs is your birth card, and your planetary ruler, you got a really good one. You've got, not that there's any bad cards, but you got the King of Spades as your planetary ruler. And, of course, there's only... you know, what one of those in the deck, and one of the birthdays that can be affected by that. As a club, again, the clubs are the scholars of the deck. Is there? And I guess I should ask real quick here. Is there any particular question that you have?
Yes, I do. So my question was, can you do a destiny kind of reading for me and the girl I love, as in, will we be able to make it till the end?
Okay, well, let me have her birth date, and we'll take a look and just see how you guys compare what you stack up like, and what brought you guys together, because we certainly do look at those karmic influences. So what is her birth date and age?
Yeah, sure. It's 2nd of April, and she's 24 years.
And she's 24. Okay, so 2nd of April... She's one of the spades children there. And that is, let's see. Oh, six of spades, eight of diamonds. Okay. She is a six of spades and an eight of diamonds. Okay, so I can see that where that's going there. Definitely some compatibility going on there between the two of you guys. And the purposes, what we like to look at is the purpose of why you guys, you know, what gets people together, what keeps them together, what takes them apart. Comparing you in the way you see it, because there's two ways to look at it. There's the way that you see it, and you know, from your point of view, and the way that she sees it from her point of view. Looking at it from your point, okay, she is your cosmic reward card in the spiritual. That's a six of spades, not a six of diamonds. Okay, there we go. Let's try that again. Venus. Okay, your very first connection is Venus, which is a love card from your direction. Your second connection is with a Saturn one. So, you know, Venus, that's pretty self-explanatory. That's the planet of love. You know, there's all those loving feelings. The Saturn connections have a tendency to be the things where either you're teaching her, she's teaching you, you guys are learning from each other. The third connection, as you see it, is Neptune. And those can be, yes, be careful with the Neptune connection simply because they're very idealistic. You know, the saying with that one is when you take off your rose-colored glasses, you know, when you've been seeing the dream through, make sure it doesn't turn into a nightmare, okay? So there's Neptune is very dreamy, very much a planet of illusion. So one of the other things you have to be careful is that you're not projecting onto her kind of a fantasy, you know, what you want her to be, and you're not seeing her for as she really is. That's the only, contraindication with that. The fourth connection you guys have is Jupiter, and that's a very good one. That's the planet of blessings. You know, you guys together could accomplish a lot. And then your very last connection, as you see it, again, is that Saturn. And it's that Saturn in the spiritual. So again, this brings forward that you guys had spent some, you know, past life together. And there are some of the learned that didn't quite finish in that lifetime. So it's brought forward so you guys can kind of finish that up, tie that up. Anything that's in the spiritual connection like that, yeah, that does tend to be a pretty long time relationship at points, because sometimes it takes a long time to learn those lessons, and it can take a lifetime to do that. Your overall attraction for her is a 3, which is good, because this is like a 20-point scale, 20 of 10 in the positive, 10 in the negative, if you think of a thermometer. The intensity, you guys probably don't argue a lot. You probably get along pretty good because you've got that as a 1. So, you know, 0 is an absolute balance. A 1 for intensity is really good because, like I say, it just shows a real harmonious flow. You know, you guys get along really good. And your overall compatibility is a 3. Which, you know, again, anything above, you know, like a 1 or a 2, that's really good. So, you know, there's some good long-term looks there. I'm going to look at it from her side also, because there's always, you know, 2 sides to every story there. And just kind of see how she is feeling about this and looking about this. Hers is actually that her birth card is the card of fate. So this may be a very fated relationship for her. Again, she's got that Venus, the way she sees you, that Venus in the forward. So you guys have got that love planet going. Now hers, the second connection, she sees as a Jupiter in the forward, which is, that's the planet of blessings. So she's seeing this a little bit differently. Now she does have that Saturn in the spiritual, which again, that's a long-term learning connection from the past. Now she's got a Neptune in the spiritual, the way she sees you. So there's that connection. And then there's also Venus in the spiritual. So she, from her point of view, has 3 spiritual connections with you from a past time. Her attraction is a 3. The intensity is like 0. She like probably absolutely, you probably argue, you know, if there's any arguments, it's probably more like you arguing with her than her with you. And the compatibility for her is a 5. So it's really high. So she would be very happy in this relationship long term, because a 5 is actually really high. It's like a lot of times you very rarely find a compatibility unless it's like a 10. So it's like, a 5 is huge. So I'd say, you know, and of course there's always free will. You know, this is the thing about anything. It's like, you know, no matter what I can say today, you know, you guys can go out and make a free will choice. It's like coming to a 4-way stop. And, you know, you have an option of going forward to the bridge out place, or you can go left to where they're doing road construction. You can turn around and go reverse down the road where there was potholes, or you can turn, you know, make a right-hand turn and go to the new paved highway. So anytime you guys have, you know, a decision to make, there's always that. But if you guys choose to be in a long-term relationship, the two of you can make it work, and make it work really well if that's what you want.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kelly. That's brilliant. I'll listen to it again on the archive.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah, because it was very fast, a lot of information there for you, Deep. But thank you so much for calling in, and much luck with your relationship, because we all need a bit of luck at times, don't we?
Blessings. So, always blessings.
Yeah, that was brilliant, Kelly. Thanks for that.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Deep. And I think Gary's going to put you back on hold. And
thank you, Gary.
Thank you. You can listen to that again in archives, and so you can hear it again. And
absolutely.
I think we'll bring caller 510 on, area code 510. Live on air with Kelly Coulter. Have you got a question for Kelly, and can we have your birthday, please? When
you
give us your name.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, yes. My name is also Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly, too.
Date of birth would be 11 of July, and I'm 51 years old.
Okay, July on the 11th. Okay, Sarah, cancer child also. Let's see. July 11th puts you at 4 of diamonds with a planetary ruler of a 4 of hearts. You're like a double 4. So you got this, you got a 4 of diamonds going with a 4 of hearts. And then is there any specific question or specific area you'd like looked at, or just something general, or?
Well, so let's take a look at, I guess, professional development and career, maybe. But I think I'm also that was what I called in for, but my intuition says I should just ask for guidance in general and see what's given to me, because maybe there's something else I should be knowing about. So you can't count that.
You know, a lot of times that happens.
I'm going to step back and say you choose, and we'll leave it at that. How's that? Well, as the guides let us know what I'm supposed to be getting here.
What I'm supposed to be doing this year. Okay. Well, each and every year, you know, of course, your yearly reading, it does change. And for this particular year, on 51, you've got, which is not that far away, so you're pretty much into the beginning parts of your yearly reading. Your long range for this year is a two of diamonds, so it makes a lot of sense that you're looking for, you know, you've got a lot of diamonds throughout here for, you know, for your reading for this year. Two of diamonds talks about companionship or partnership. Partnership in monetary things to bring better success. Let's see here. And just kind of looking at what I'm going to do here real quick is, and you can, again, you're going to have to go back to archives and grab these off, you know, so I'll say just, you know, grab your paper. Yeah. When you do this.
I have a pen and paper. I grab what I can. I always go back and listen. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. Your Mercury time frame actually starts the day of your birth and it goes until September 1st. So, you just got out of your Mercury time frame. You're actually into your Venus time frame. That goes from September 1st to October 23rd. Your March time frame goes from, or your or excuse me, March Mars time frame. There we go. Goes from October 23rd to December 14th. Then you enter that Jupiter time frame, which goes from December 14th to February 5th. Saturn starts February 5th and goes to March 29th. The Uranus time frame goes from March 29th until May 20th. And then Neptune, the very last one of the year until your next birthday, starts May 20th and goes, of course, until your next birthday. So that's your personal year. Okay, and that's what we base things off on there. So right now you're actually in the Venus time frame. What you had in Mercury was you had a three of spades and a six of clubs. Anytime we have the threes, those are very highly creative, and it was probably something to do either with work or career. You had, like, you know, some two or three opportunities, you know, for work that were maybe, you know, I'm not going to say short-lived, but Mercury things tend to be like flash in the pan. They're quick on, quick off, although they can last, you know, if you take a job under that, it can last, you know, for the years or whatever. With that six of clubs, you're really looking at, those are the karmic cards, and those always, when they show up, there's always a balancing of the scales in some way or another. So with that clubs there, you'd have been balancing out, you know, some kind of debts with people, you know, something like that, or really finding a life plan or a life path, you know, what you're interested in doing. What's interesting here, though, is where you've started in September with your Venus, you've got a six of hearts and a two of spades. So you've got a karmic relationship possibly starting during this time frame, because Venus is the planet of love. And also you're looking at a partnership with that two in either work or career, and there's also some, you know, kind of watch out for your health. Just be aware, you know, it's a good time to really take care of your health. You know, maybe go to that spa if you're thinking about it, something like that. So there's, you know, there's things coming. There's things in the workings with career, and I'll say with someone else, you know, either coming in or someone you're possibly looking at partnering with. And then it goes into your Mars time frame, where you've got a four of spades and a jack of spades. Four is really about stability. Mars is about working with masculine energy, so it may very well be that you stabilize in a job that has, you know, somebody who's kind of a mentor, something like that. The only thing in there, though, is watch out kind of the Jack of Spades. It's kind of like, it can be like the actor card, the spiritual, it has several names for this one. Actor card, spiritual initiate card, the ripoff card. Just kind of be careful of money and possessions. Don't leave your purse laying around, things like that. You know, be careful for identity theft, you know, that kind of stuff. But just be, you know, be aware of that. But it also can be a younger man or a man with youthful energies who is helping you in that time frame of the Mars get stable in your work and career. You go on to Jupiter. You got a Queen of Clubs and a Jack of Diamonds. That Queen of Clubs is always the royal family, of course, and so is the Jack. Jack of Diamonds, the underlying one, is again about finances. So, you know, with that being in the blessed part of your year, Queen of Clubs is, you know, you're nurturing, more nurturing. You know, looking at being with groups maybe, and, you know, your work may entail expanding out and working with other, you know, like groups of people, something like that. That Jack of Diamonds, again, very fortuitous, but again, there's always a cautionary. Those Jacks really have, you know, more so than the other cards, that flip side where they can be very youthful, but it can also be immaturity. So just, you know, be conscious of that. in the Saturn time frame, you've got a seven of clubs with a four hearts. Seven of clubs, the sevens are always, I call them the harder cards, the odd number cards. It's about faith, but under Saturn, it's also about just be really aware of your health, aware of things that, you know, are going to be happening at that point in time, whether it's your health, health of people around you. Watch out for car accidents, you know, things like that. The four of hearts, though, under the Saturn, the four of hearts is also one of the marriage cards. So, you know, interrelationship, this, you know, looks amazing for relationship for you this year also. Then the Uranus time frame, you've got double eights. You've got an eight of diamonds and an eight of hearts in Uranus. And that's the lightning bolts, the double, you know, bang, bang, you know, that's the Aquarius sign there. But the eight of diamonds is like the super shoppers. They're the ones, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. You know, somebody probably invented that, who was an eight of diamonds. But there's a lot of power to be had there. And the same way with that eight of hearts, you're going to have some emotional power, some, you know, power in the heart, as well as that power in the finance. And then you go to the Neptune, where you've got the eight of hearts in your Neptune time. And again, you still got that power, but it's like, be careful that you don't misuse or abuse that. You know, there's always karmic come around when you do, but just make sure, you know, you've got the ability to have that relationship that you really, really want. And then again, you know, we're into the long range overview for the whole year is that two of diamonds. You've got a Pluto and result pair, and those are always read as a pair, as a nine of diamonds and a two of clubs. The nine of diamonds talks, any of the nines talk about as one door closes, another opens. It's there for completion. And you're going to have some kind of completion in finances, whether, you know, it could be something like, you know, somebody dies and leaves you an inheritance, or it could be, you know, a loss. It's like, you know, we never know how exactly it works out until you see whether it's incoming or outgoing. But it's going to be a challenge in your Pluto time frame. You know, that's kind of for the whole year with that nine of diamonds. But the underlying, that two of clubs talks about, it's going to go good because you're going to have that partnership. And it's also called the card of conversation or debate, that two of clubs. Just don't let the love of debate, you know, get out of hand and become arguments. But there should be some very good things, you know, coming with that too, even with that nine of diamonds challenge card. The environment is your blessings for the year. That's a queen of diamonds. So you've got some really positive financial things there. Your displacement card, again, there's a six. There's the cards of fate. With the balancing with, and that's a six of diamonds in your displacement time frame. So there's going to be some kind of balancing, you know, it's kind of like time to pay the debts, you know, any old debts that you haven't, you know, cleared up or whatever, they're going to come around, you know, kind of full force and go, hey, time to pay this up. But, you know, overall, looks like a really good year, you know, both for finances and relationship. It's, you know, you got some really positive things coming out.
Just real quick on that. So I'm actually in. I'm 51, but I've gone back to college, and so
cool.
I've done one semester, and I'm starting in my second semester. And I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if I should be doing this right now, or should I go back to work and make some money and then come back at it? Because it looks like I'm going to be like having to do school for another 2.5 years, and I only have funding for maybe 2.
I'm going to say, where this is at, you know, there's such a thing as, it took me 13 years to get my four-year degree, that's all I'm going to say. I worked and went to school, you know, there's always that. I would say that, you know, that the clubs support your learning. It's like that that result club with that the 10 of clubs as a result card there. That looks really, oops, there.
Yes.
Okay. That 10 of clubs as a, you know, as a result card. Let's see, did I say, I can't remember if I said 10 of spades or 10 of clubs anyway. But yeah, the result card being is a 10 of clubs, sorry about that. So that does support that learning. And it's like that is, you know, does look something like, you know, whatever's going to be going on is, you know, a result of your further learning. So, you know, I would encourage you, you know, never let money be the cause of not getting an education, because an education
right,
is something you
right.
keep a lifetime, you know. So I would encourage you totally, you know, if you got to get, I don't know, shoot, I went to school by doing motel work. I worked a night shift at a motel and went to school by day and slept very little, you know. It happens
that way. Possible. Yes. Okay.
Right.
So just do it. Do it until you feel you've done it. Exactly.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate your guidance.
You betcha.
And thank you for calling. And what I'll do, I'll just go ahead and put you back on hold unless you listen to the show,
Kelly.
If you wish.
And
we will move forward.
Well.
How are you doing, Kelly? Ready for another one?
Good. Absolutely.
Okay. Real quickly, could you mention your website to everyone?
Website? I don't
think do
I have
one?
A website. I don't have a website yet. What I do have is I have an email, and it's one of two. You can either get a hold of me at kccards, it's kccards at gmail.com, or I have one of the free blog talk shows. We're just doing a 30-minute gig. It's called Spiritual Learning Channel.
Okay.
And the email for that one is slc.on.btr, short for Spiritual Learning Channel on Blog Talk Radio, and that's at gmail.com. So anybody want to, questions, comments, or get a hold, email me at either place. And hopefully I've got a friend who's I'm technologically challenged. She's going to be helping me in the next couple of weeks trying to get a website up. So.
Oh, well, perfect. Good luck with that. And could I just say that if anybody wants to call in, it's 646-929-0461. Or if you're calling from outside the state, it's 001-646-292-0461. And we do have a few more callers online. And
we do.
If we're going to take another area code 510, are you going to bring them on, Gary, please?
I'll get them on. Another area code 510. You are on air with Kelly Coulter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nathan.
Hello.
I'm calling from California.
And what's your name, love?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Yeah.
Hi, Tamika. That's a beautiful name, isn't it, Kelly?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
So, have you a question for Kelly and do you want to give your birth date?
My birthday is 06/22, and I'm 38. And my question was, what do you see me relocating to as far as a move?
Relocating. Okay. Let me make sure I got that straight there. That was June 22nd, and you're currently 28?
38.
Oh, whoops, 38. Okay, 38. Okay. And it was June 22nd. Did I get that part right?
Yes.
Okay. The only thing I'll ask real quick is what we have here is you're on one of the cusp birthdays. So do you know if you're right as that cusp birthday? Are you a Gemini or are you a Cancer? Or have you ever had your astrology run like that? You are a Cancer.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Okay. So you are an Eight of Clubs. That is one of the power cards of the deck. You're quite psychic yourself, if you choose to be. And you've got a Jack of Spades as your planetary ruler. So let's look and see, because this year and you're 38. So let's look and see what we have for relocation. Those are usually the fives. Anytime that we have relocation issues, and I understand that one. Where can I be nosy and just say what part of the country are you currently living in? North, south,
no,
east, west.
I'm living in Northern California.
Okay. Okay, so you can't locate further west.
I'm just trying to change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I'm like, even if it's just to another apartment in the same city, I'm just like, where do you see me going?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Wow. Okay, and that does show that as being, and the Eight of Clubs, of course, is one of the wins that you guys don't have an environment of displacement because you're one part of the fixed cards, and it's like one thing I will say is that changes for you guys always come a lot harder. It's like, you tend to root places and get planted in things, and it's like you really don't like to take your tree roots up and go move many places. Just looking at it, it's like, and that is actually, it's interesting, is one of your challenges. You've got a Five of Spades as a Pluto card this year, but the result is a Six of Diamonds. So all I'm going to say is that wherever you choose, because, really and truly, you're living space and place. If you're thinking about, going someplace in the same, kind of like area, go out and drive it and literally feel the ley lines of the land, so to speak. The earth has like ley lines and electrical lines, that kind of stuff. Feel like where you're comfortable, because what it's indicating is that with that move, you're going to have some kind of, it's a karmic, I'll just say, like a karmic spiritual payback.
Uh-huh.
The only other five here you really got going, you've got a five of hearts in your Saturn time, which, again, that's kind of that, you know, karmic stuff. You know, when there's going to be a move, there's going to be some kind of karma associated with that. The interesting thing, though, is what that is paired with in your Saturn time frame is an ace of spades, which is the card of the Magi. It's a transformational card. So whenever you do move, it's going to bring a total transformation to your life as you know it, so be prepared. And it's like, and that sometimes is hard for, like I say, for an eight of clubs, because you guys tend to really like, you know, solid, whatever. And all of a sudden, things are going to shift, and you're going to feel like you're on a surfboard shooting the tube. You know, you're going to go, whoa!
Yeah.
I never knew life could be this way, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I was going to say, I don't really get a sense of, I've just been kind of asking, I'll say asking my group on the other side, you know, I don't really have a sense of, you know, north, south, east, or west, where I'm just kind of, you know, showing the compass map here. If anything, I might say a little bit, you know, more north, maybe more like to the north and east of where you're at now. But, you know, that's, don't quote me on that. That's just kind of, you know, my sense of it. And that's, you know, right now today. You know, but maybe look in that area, or just, you know, see if you're moving to be closer to a job, you know, something like that. Wherever, like I said, just get out, drive where you feel is comfortable for you, because you've got a lot of good intuition yourself. And you're doing a call in to kind of do a double check. I know how this goes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tamika.
Okay, bye.
Bye, lovely energy.
Yes,
that
thank
lady.
You.
Yes, thank you for calling.
That's brilliant. And also, can we just ask you, Kelly, would you be able to do a reading for Buoyant Heart in the chat room?
Sure.
They would like a destiny reading in the area of finances, and they were born the 3rd of August, and they're 56 years old. Buoyant Heart.
Okay, 3rd of August. Okay, and at 56. August 3rd is... very much Leo. Oh, wow. Lucky person there. Okay, they are a Ten of Diamonds twice. I happen to know a Ten of Diamonds really well, because my best friend for all time is a Ten of Diamonds, and it's called the Blessed card. So there's a certain amount of blessings that this card receives and this person receives all their life, as long as they're not actively shooting themselves in the foot. You have to really try to mess up a Ten of Diamonds one. And at 56 here, okay, and that was, so they just had their birthday. Okay, overall this year, now very interesting, their overall is, yeah, it doesn't talk about finances. Their overall for this year long range card is actually Six of Hearts. So there's going to be some kind of balancing in the area of relationships, friendships, love, you know, love, romantic, whatever it is. That's really a theme for this year, not so much finances. What does show up is, wow, lots of hearts. In their Mercury time frame, they've got a Two of Hearts and a King of Hearts. That's about partnership and love, mastery and love. Mastering yourself, not mastering someone else, by the way. Let's see here. I'm looking at that August 3rd time. I'm going to kind of give them their, you know, they can come back and listen again. Their overall is, okay, your Mercury time frame started September 3rd, so you're still in there. You're still in that Mercury time frame, and again, that's where you got double hearts in there. Your Venus time frame goes from, starts on October 25th, and that goes through to the Mars time frame. Mars starts on December 16th. That goes through Jupiter. Jupiter starts February 7th. Then it goes to, the next one is Saturn, which starts on March 31st. The Uranus time frame starts on May 22nd. And then last of all, the Neptune time frame starts July 13th. So it's like, that's your year. Year in a nutshell for that one. Let's see here. And then, okay, yeah, right, age 56. Just making sure I'm on the same page there. Okay, and like I say, they've got double hearts going on right now. Whatever it is going on with the two in the hearts is, you know, unity, you know, really a loving union. But it's also about, you know, like I say, mastering themselves. It's a loving father card, but it's also mastery of your own emotions. In the Venus time frame, you got two queens. You've got that Queen of Clubs and a Queen of Spades. And both of those are also, this is about, again, the self-mastery. There might be some more schooling time. You know, it's like older people are going back to school. So, you know, might be some of that happening. But the Queen of Spades also gives a little caveat and says, watch your health. Just kind of, you know, be aware what's going on there. Mars, you've got an Eight of Spades with a Seven of Clubs. That Eight of Spades, again, man, that's a power card, and that's with career. Of course, you know, career is with finances, because there's a whole title of a book out there called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. You know, it's always a good one to read. So it's like whatever you're putting your heart and soul into, you know, and loving what you're doing, you're going to be putting out positive energy. Don't go, you know, don't drag to a job that you hate because you put out that negative energy. Get something you really love to do. And the Seven of Clubs talks about a little bit of faith. You know, have a little bit of faith and love will come to you. Yeah, right. Okay, there's a song now. But again, with a little bit of faith in the scholarship area, a little bit of faith with, you know, just be aware and don't shoot yourself in the foot with the fact that, you know, oh my goodness, this might not be. It's goes back to the secret of, you know, thoughts become things. So keep your thoughts positive. You know, no matter what it takes, keep them positive. You've got the Jupiter time frame coming up. That's a Two of Clubs and a Jack of Clubs. Again, that talks about your scholarly stuff. You know, a partnership. In, you know, partnership and learning of some sort. And it might be teaching. It might be, you know, teaching other people, you know, what you've done, you know, getting out your brochures, getting out your book, getting, you know, doing something like that where you're actually the teacher instead of the student. That Jack of Clubs, same thing. It's like there's really something to do with the scholarship, with the, you know, either you're a scholar, you know, you're learning yourself or you're teaching others. There's something, you know, in that whole communication bit. Saturn, now here's a big one, and they've got two spades. They've got an Ace of Spades and a Ten of Spades. So whatever transformation that Ace brings in, and Saturn is always that reckoning time, kind of like, you know, the great learning time. And it, Saturn can be the hardest part of the year. Of course, I've also seen people go Saturn was their best time of the year. But there's going to be a transformation in that Saturn time frame. And it's gonna, you're going to come out smelling like roses. With that Ten of Spades, that's really a very powerful card. And, again, there's going to be power to overcome any kind of ill health, you know, that might come up, whatever. And it might be, you know, your family. It might be yourself. It might be, you know, loss of a pet, you know, somebody there. There's always some kind of death and transformation. Think of the phoenix that, you know, burns up in the ashes and rises again. Next one in there is the Uranian time frame with a Four of Spades and a Ten of Hearts. Four of Spades, again, talks about, you know, anything with four, think of four legs on your chair, four legs on your table, like stability. Those fours really like stability, and it's a card of hard work. But don't work so hard that you, you know, put yourself at ill health. And, boy, am I misreading that one. It was a Ten of Hearts, not a Ten of Spades next to that. I don't know where I got them. So you got the Four of Spades with the Ten of Hearts. And so you're going to have a lot of, I'll say, social support. So whatever's coming in with that hard work, you're going to have like either family, friends, you know, new workmates, something like that is going to come in and be supportive of that. The Neptune goes in, and you've got the Ten of Hearts in Neptune. So, again, that's a social circle. Just be careful that, you know, again, with Neptune, there's always that chance of deception. Just, you know, keep that in check. And open your heart to, you know, looking at, you know, the people around you and really appreciating them. It's really appreciating giving love. There's a Pluto and result card pair. An Eight of Clubs, very psychic energy there. You know, very much, you know, a lot of power. But it's like it also lists that as your challenge. So when you're challenged by that Eight of Clubs, it's a challenge to somewhat maybe open and be aware of your own intuition. Okay, so sometimes we're in denial, you know, get out of that river in Egypt and, you know, get out of denial and say, you know, I am a little more psychic than I gave myself credit for. But the result of it is you've got a Three of Diamonds, which means that there's an opportunity there for three or more ways to make money at this point in time. A lot of creative ideas. The threes bring in really creative stuff. The flip side of threes is you can worry and stress. So don't waste your time with the worry and stress. Take a hold of, you know, the bull by the horns and take a hold of the power and go, I'm going to really step out and be positive with this. The Environment card you've got is a Six of Diamonds, which, again, that's balancing the scales. So there's going to be, you know, some financial balances. You know, you're going to have some financial stability. Just be, you know, kind of aware of that and, you know, pay off your old debts, you know, things that you owe people, like, you know, just get clear. And the Displacement one is a Nine of Spades. And again, this one is really similar in some ways to the Ace of Spades. There's, as one door closes, another door opens. Sometimes people have said, you know, oh, my Aunt Margaret died, you know, something like that. So they get to fearing the Spades cards as, you know, oh, they're cards of death. It's like not necessarily, but it does point to a fact that, you know, yes, you could lose somebody in your family, or you could have some ill health of your own. But it's a, you know, it's kind of like the warning signs on the highway saying, you know, hey, you know, really take care of yourself. Really make sure that you are, you know, being aware of your own health. Okay. It's kind of like that wake up call. It's like, you know, this could happen if, you know, you could drive into that bridge out sign and, you know, be off in the ravine and having to be towed out if you don't take, you know, heed of the sign. So just be aware of your health and just be really conscious of, I'll say, doing healthy things for yourself this year. And I hope that helps.
Oh, well, that was for Buoyant Heart in the chat room. So thank you so much for that, Kelly.
All right.
That was brilliant. Really good reading. Right. We just have one more caller on the switchboard at the moment because right. we're hoping to get your beautiful meditation in. So we'll
awesome.
Just take this next caller. Okay. So we can't be too long with this one. But it's area code 207. So are you there? They've been on the line for 24 minutes. I'm just trying to get them online with Kelly. Are you there? What's your name, please?
Hello.
Where are you calling from? Hiya.
My name is Dee. Hi. My birthday is August 30th. Hi. My birthday is August 30th, 1961, and I'm 52. I'd like to know if you see a relocation for me this year.
Okay. Let's see. August 30th, you are... You're right in the hearts. Okay, you are a nine of hearts with a seven of clubs as your planetary ruler. Nine of hearts feels like the nines people, they go through life feeling like it's graduation year every year. It's like you're here to tie up, you know, it's like literally, you know, tie up everything from past lives. It's like you walk around tying your shoe, you know, but it's like you're always going through stuff in your year. Just, you know, going, wow, you know, that one closed, this one opened, that one closed, this one opened. And it does. It just feels like a high school graduation every year for you because you're doing that much transforming. And at age 52, that's also one of these what they call critical years because at age 45, you went through what they call midlife crisis, which is actually you had your birth cards all in the same place again. So you had that option of, you know, ramping up, you know, going, say, okay, I learned the first 45 years and I'm, you know, now going to, you know, take this and place this for the next 45 years. But at 52, you are really having this option of, do you want to live and stay on this planet? Do you really want to immerse yourself in it? Or are you just going to kind of like, you know, be in the boat and let the tide take you wherever it's going to? So this is your option this year of really kind of saying, I'm gonna drive this car. I'm gonna put the accelerator down, and I'm gonna go where I want to go. Or am I just gonna let, you know, myself drift with, you know, wherever I'm going? Okay, let's see here. I'm looking at what's 52, and that makes a lot of sense because you've got it's a nine of hearts. Your long range is an ace of diamonds. So really, this is a starting. This is, you know, very much a starting card, and even to the point of starting new with financial things. Which is, you know, it can be a good place to go. You know, you've got a lot of good ideas. You've got a lot of things, you know, that you have ideas with that you could really be financially successful with. Just kind of looking in terms of relocation. Don't see a lot of relocation. There's, okay, and that was just in August. Okay, so you're still just in your Mercury time frame also. You've got a nine of clubs and a ten of diamonds starting you out for the year. You know, again, nines are, you know, you've got typically, here you go, you got a door closing, you know, another one opening, but you've got underneath it that ten of diamonds, which is the blessed card. So you've really got some blessings coming, you know, whatever is transpiring, you know, happening, whatever. And in fact, that's the way it looks for most of your year. Whatever's coming in as a challenge card in the first part, you know, you've got these underlying cards that are going, you know, this is going to be a challenge, but you're going to have a successful resolution to it. You know, here's another challenge, here's another successful resolution. So your whole year is going to pretty much feel like a basketball bouncing up and down like that. You're just going to go challenge, you know, solved it, challenge, solved it, challenge, solved it. Man, the only thing it really looks like relocation-wise, I'd say with, you know, I'll say mobile energy, is you've got a three of clubs in your Jupiter time frame. Threes are always a restlessness by nature. So you've got really that kind of, you know, creativity, you know, whatever going on. And paired with that is a six of hearts. So, you know, you've also got some may have a karmic relationship coming in. So this may be a move that is spurred by a relationship that comes in that, you know, you might be wanting to relocate closer to that person. And the rest of them are about your health and about work.
Would that, Would that be someone I know already? Would that be someone I know already?
That one I'm just going to just ask my group here really quick. Eeny, meeny, miny, Fred. It could be someone, I mean, it's they're split about 50-50. It could be someone that is, you know, that you've known from the past, or it could be someone new coming in. But whatever the nature of it is, there's definitely some, okay, when it comes in as a karmic relationship like that, there is definitely things that you guys need to tie up, whether it's, and when I say past, okay, I don't necessarily mean, you know, someone that you've met on this planet so far. It's like, I mean past, you know, like lives. Somebody you've had, you know, a past tie with in other lives. So it could be one of those, you know, karmic relationships, you know, coming in to clean up or finish out, you know, whichever. And whether you actually know this person right now or whether you have yet to meet them, I don't know. I'm just going to say that, you know, you've known them in the past. And it's like, if you have not yet met them, when you meet them, you will know immediately that this is, you know, pretty much you'll just have that, you know, strong thing. It's like, wow, I feel like I've known you forever, because you probably have. If it's somebody that you already know that you have that feeling for, you know, yeah, it's like, so I don't know. That's always a harder question for me, because anytime you have a relationship, 9 times out of 10, it's with someone that you've known. It's just a question of whether you know them yet in this life. But it's usually always prompted by you've known them in a past time. So is there anybody in particular that, you know, you feel like, you know, like that attraction for, or that, you know, we have something to finish,
yes,
or anything like that? Or is there, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So follow your intuition. I'm just going to say on those kind of things, follow your heart, follow your intuition, because, you know, you do your prayers and you ask your angels, you know, for guidance and stuff. And it's like, if you ask, they will tell you.
Totally. Okay.
Oh, there you go, Dee. That was a lovely message for you. So you can always call back another day and let us know how you went on.
Yeah,
and, absolutely. And for more, a more detailed message, you are taking emails, right, Kelly? Could you give out your email address again?
I do. You betcha. It's either KC Cards, it's KCCARDZ @gmail.com, or S, as in Spiritual Learning Connection, slc.on.btr for Blog Talk Radio, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Thanks for calling. I'll go ahead and put you back on hold or back on mute and let you continue to listen to the show, and we'll move on to the next caller. This is another international Skype call from 011.
Sounds like
prefix,
UK, doesn't it?
It sounds like, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, you are on air with Kelly. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
They're shy or they're on mute? Unmute yourself. I've had people do that and say, I was on mute.
That's okay. I've done whole... I've done entire radio shows on mute before.
No.
And they were the best ones he's ever done.
Yes. Oh, yes. One of my best... Some of my best profound revelations have occurred while I was on mute.
Absolutely. I do it myself.
Exactly.
Hello, area code 011. Where are you calling from?
You're unmuted. You can speak anytime. Hello?
Hello.
They're starting to come through, I think.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, can I hear you?
Oh, my gosh, you can hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
what's your name?
That's the idea.
Oh, my gosh. My name
is Diane.
Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Jen. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh, we can hear you.
Surrey, British Columbia. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Hold on, let me just fix. Okay, I better do this quickly. Okay, 29th of April, 1995. And I want to know about the twin flameness. I know that other people have said, oh, when you're young, like you got to wait and all that, but I don't believe any of that stuff because I know that what's happening on the planet, like the twin flame energy is very high, and I'm not the kind of person that dates to find out if they're the one. I only date because they're the one. I mean, like I go out with friends and all that kind of thing, but if it's going to be a romantic, it's got to be the right one because I'm fully committed to the spiritual path. And the spirit is gathering the right people into my life to pursue this path. I'm like seriously committed, right? So cool. Like okay, so oh, this is so cool. I'm excited. Like I actually got through. Wow. Holy smokes.
I caught the April and I caught the 95. Tell me the date again in April.
The 29th of April.
29th. Okay, there we go. Okay,
yeah.
So very Taurus. Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. You are a five of clubs. You've got a lot of what we call it changeability energy, along with an ace of spades. Okay, so you have the transformational card. You have the phoenix rising card as your planetary ruler. So, yeah, with that, with the fives, and I can speak a lot about fives because I am a five, you know, different suits.
Uh-huh.
But the fives all have that restless energy. You know, we all have that.
Oh, my gosh, you're so
you know,
right.
The wanderer, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like very restless,
mm-hmm.
and not only just,
mm-hmm.
you know, geographically, but also in, you know, restlessness of the heart, you know, truth seeker. And you do,
yeah.
you really want to have that, yeah, you really want to have those. And especially where you're in the clubs, it's like you seek truth. You probably got a tremendous library of some sort, whether it's actual books or whether it's, you know, DVDs or whether it's, you know, whatever you've got. I bet a lot of learning
Oh, my
material.
Gosh. It's
you
my
can pack
phone and my computer. I had books, but I went all digital and everything, right? Oh, my gosh. And I'm an indigo. Indigo
and
rainbow, I'm told.
Okay, there you go. Let's
the
see,
number
yeah, 95,
five.
Holy seven, eight,
smoke.
Nine.
The number
see,
five
sitting,
is like so huge.
About
so
six,
huge.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. So what's your current age?
How old 18.
Are you? You're okay, you're just 18. Wow. See, and you said you don't sound like an 18-year-old. You really, I was sitting there looking at it going, those numbers must be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna
what
say,
what
you
do
sound
I sound
like?
Like?
You sound
very
like
mid-30s.
Okay, you sound very indigo. You sound like in your mid-30s, very mature person there. It's like, yeah.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Yeah. You've got, man, you got a lifetime of learning ahead of you.
Look
at that.
Like, I've been
adventurous.
Ever since
no,
I was
she's
kid,
had a lifetime
like,
of learning.
I've been doing so
yeah,
much
yeah,
reading. When I was a child, my sister and I, we used to do so much reading. That's all we ever did was read, and like learn. And so like yeah, that's been my life pretty much. Like I had a hermit
yeah.
period there. I used to get teased about it because I did so much reading and learning and stuff. Now I want to do something with it.
I want to go and do. And what's ironic is here's the name of the card. I don't always remember the names. It's like I had to look that one up. But the five of clubs is called the quest for truth. And it's like, and that's where you're really at. Is your path as you are questing for the truth. One of the things, you know, that you can do is, you know, with the stuff that you've learned and with the stuff that you brought forward, is start with brochures. You know, it's like get your stuff down. If you're doing the speak media, like I've got an 11 or 13 year old at home that just discovered that the computer, if you train the computer, you can speak to the computer and it will record things for you, so they don't have to type it.
Yes.
You know, you
oh,
can do things via
yes.
recording. Right, yeah. You can do things via recording, have it typed out, and then get it printed out. So it's
mm-hmm.
not that hard to get, you know, your printed materials out, that kind of stuff. And,
oh
you know,
my
if
God.
Exactly. You know, yeah, that was the base, really. You know,
like
and if you're so inclined, it's like... Yeah, it's like start. I would say start at like, you know, your local, I don't know, college, university, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have what they call outreach programs where you can offer a class on things and just say, you know, for, you know, class for adults or, you know, for whatever, you know, you can tailor it to, you know, class for psychic kids or class for indigo children, you know, figure out where
oh
your love
gosh.
Is at and where you want to teach. And it's like, go for that and offer that.
Oh my gosh,
and
like
when
I'm 5 minutes
when
from
you're offering that teaching mode, it's like, you know, you also get a little bit of pay, you know, in return for that. So it's like, you know, you're doing what you love and the money does follow. So
I'm gonna freak out right now. I'm getting so much confirmation about writing. Every time I turn around, it's like write. Oh my gosh,
right.
Okay, this is great. Write, teach. Unbelievable. Okay, I do believe it. I do. I'm not supposed to say unbelievable anymore. I believe it. I receive it. Yes. Oh my God.
Wow, what an energy you've got, Diana.
I was going to say.
Brilliant.
Wow. Oh, it's Diane.
Right.
Diane.
There you go. What's interesting is for this year, you've got a six of diamonds as your long range card. So it is, you've got some faded stuff. Sixes are also about faded things. It's like coming in. This is where you learn this year about where your life's purpose and where your life's goal is, and you're also going to have the financial stability that goes with it. So this is an awesome year to go for it.
Oh, wow.
And as a five, it doesn't hurt to go to college. You can be going to college and be a student and also offer classes to other people. So you can do both.
Oh, this is awesome. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about the twin flame prospect? Twin flame. That's what it is, right? Yeah.
Okay. The only thing I'll still say, because all of my children, I got five of them. Okay, my oldest is 29. My youngest is 11. What I will say is, and it's based on partly what I know, partly what I studied, your greatest personality changes happen between the ages of 18 to 22. You really go through a lot of flux there in terms of personal relationships. And I would say don't sit down with anybody until at least 23 or 24. The other thing I'll say is the insurance companies found out a lot quicker than medical science did, but medical science eventually follows. If you notice on your insurance, how at 25 the rates go down, it's because, you start taking less risk-taking behaviors, that kind of stuff. And science, a little hard, finally found out that there is a place in the brain that does not mature until you are 25 years old. Now, isn't that an amazing question?
I've got a ways to go yet, then.
I heard you. But girls mature faster than boys.
But you still go through that personality change. I mean, and I can honestly say that I have a daughter that she got married when she was 19, and she hit a spot there. She also got two small ones right now. She's 24, and it's like all of a sudden, she's going, she's hitting that restless moment, and she's in her diamonds. She's one of the power cards, so she did what she wanted to against mom's suggestion. But it's okay, because she's living her own boat. But at the same time, there's some changes there that, it's like when you're younger, especially as a five, I'm going to say you've got some adventures to go through before you're ready to settle down with one person. There's some things, you're going to go literally float the boat. You might end up in Tibet meditating in a cave. You might end up someplace all over the planet, doing some things, but it's like you're kind of an adventure. You're going to have, it's like have backpack, we'll travel. And it's like don't get tied down, too early. It's like have friends. Friends are awesome. A traveling companion, somebody, to travel with.
Yeah. I'm taking my mom.
And don't mature too early, okay? I have yet to mature. Are you kidding me?
Right on. Good for you. Stay young. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
I
am old enough to know that I don't want to grow up.
I like you.
I'm a hero.
Alignment with the energies. That's total ascension energies of the new transformations.
Right on DNA.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I love it. Oh my goodness. You guys, thank you so very much. And Jen, we're on Facebook together, right? So I'll give you a poke.
Do. Thank you so much for calling in.
Let us know how the adventuring goes. That's always fun.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Because we take our energies with us to the and spread it on the planet, get it up into the grid.
Wherever
and all
you
that.
Go.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, guys!
Wow,
okay,
don't you wish you were Diane's age again and know what she knows now?
You know what, guys? With the new heaven and the new earth coming, the transformation, time is nothing. We know this. This linear time means nothing. When we awaken, we'll be back home where we belong, back into source, right? So it's like don't even think about your age anymore.
Absolutely.
Guys. It's like, you know,
it's not chronological.
You know it in our heart. don't grow up. We can do this. There's a lot of mature kids out there. There's kids I know who are like 14 that are more mature than their parents, and you know who they are. Those are the rainbows and the crystals and all that. So, so you guys are, you're part of that. So we send so much love to you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that I got to talk to you guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Kelly. Unless you got something to add, I'm going to say goodbye, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Diane. Thank you for calling.
You're so welcome. Yeah. Bless you all.
Diane.
Have a beautiful day.
You
bye.
Too.
Thank you.
Wow.
And that's it for the callers.
What an energy. Brilliant.
Oh, really?
Okay, right. Well, we've got a lovely song that you'd like me to play for you. Your Name is Holy by Paul Wilbur. So shall I give that a spin now, Kelly?
Go for it.
Absolutely.
You
gotcha.
Okay.
I love being an indigo.
I know.
We're one of those
me
early
too.
Indigos. One of those.
And I don't think
indigos.
We're going to have time to get the meditation in. But if anybody wants to meditate while this is on, beautiful.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I
I enter.
A gorgeous song by Paul Wilbur. It was called For Your Name Is Holy. Wasn't that lovely?
I like the stuff.
Beautiful.
That was lovely, yes.
And we have another Paul Wilbur song to play out with in just a few moments, but before we do, we've got to just tell you that next week we have Candy Hoff back on, and she'll be back with us next week. She was with us earlier in the year. And we're hoping to get Mary Gates back on soon as well, and Jethro. We always enjoy having Jethro on the show as well. So we get
awesome.
Brilliant guests on here, don't we? Absolutely brilliant. So also, don't forget to look us up on Facebook. We're on the Healing Fountain page on Facebook. So if you just click on it and like the page and make friends with us, or you can click on Gary Moore's page and get him, or myself, Jan Christy Drinkell, on Facebook. Okay, then.
Right.
And we'll friend you back and follow you back on Twitter. Okay. So
okay.
I think we're going to say goodbye and God bless, aren't we? And thank Kelly for being such an absolutely wonderful guest.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, Kelly,
you.
We're glad you finally made it to
I've
the show. This is a wonderful show.
Absolutely brilliant. And all that information, people do have to listen again in archives to catch what you said, because it all comes out so quickly, doesn't it? Tumbles out.
It does.
Absolutely.
The only thing I haven't learned how to do is talk slow yet.
Oh, anyway, that was brilliant. Thank you very much. And thank you to the guests for calling in. And thank you to the people in the chat room. And thank you to Billy, who's in the chat room as well. And don't forget to wish Gary Moore a happy birthday, everybody. In fact, we should sing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday
happy
to you, happy birthday to Gary, happy birthday to you. Sorry about that. It's all right. Don't call me and I won't call you.
just send fry bread to you, P.O. Box.
Oh.
Just send fry bread.
Yeah.
Out of sugar.
It just
absolutely.
Looks fry bread. Yeah,
I
so
will
thank
always
you
bring
to every...
fry bread.
Go on, you always bring fry bread, don't you? Do you not get fed up with it? Would you have it with bacon
absolutely.
And egg as well? Bacon and egg, fry
Ooh,
bread.
It's wonderful with bacon and eggs. It's wonderful with kippers and eggs as well. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I haven't tried it with kippers, but it is
yeah.
very nice. I don't eat bread very often, but here we go. Anyway, thank you once again, Kelly, for being a wonderful guest. And we're going to play out with another song that you requested by Paul Wilbur, and it's called Lift Up My Eyes. So thank you very much, everybody, and see you again next week. Bye. We love
Bye,
you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Mwah, 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 mwah. Tap your feet to this one, dance on your bottoms.
lift up my eyes. Lift up my cry.
Lift up my cry.
To the hills around Jerusalem, to the God of all the earth. I lift up my eyes.
Room, that one. Night, God bless.